Well, welcome back to the Coffee Talk Morning Show, where I am having the privilege and the honor to speak with actor Ed Begley Jr. I want to talk a little bit about your long list of credits. I mean, I was going through just your IMDb, and my goodness, that it scrolled forever. But I want to know about your experience on Fantasy Island.
That's so funny. I got a job on Fantasy Island as a young itinerant actor. A big hit show, as you probably know, in its time.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a call from my agent, but I don't think they just gave me the part. I had to go in and read for it, and I did. I did two episodes of Fantasy Island. The first one I did, I was on a boat with an actor by the name of Dak Rambo. He was a prince who was slumming it and working on a fishing boat. I was a deckhand, and I remember that day forever because that was the day my first child was born while I was on that boat.
Wow.
He couldn't reach me, and my wife went into labor. And I made it in time for her to finish up the labor, and I was there for the delivery of my first child. So that has fond memories for me. And the second one I did was about kind of like the Hatfields and McCoys kind of feud between two families. I had a great time doing it, and Ricardo Montalban was great. Hervé Villechaize was quite kind of unusual. He was armed at the time on the set. He carried a gun in his pocket on the set, which I'd never seen anybody carry, you know, a pistol on the set.
Wow.
It was actually a .45 caliber gun. I said, "Why are you armed?" He says, "So people don't tussle my hair."
Well, all right then.
I thought that was kind of an unusual response.
That is unusual, but I definitely would stay clear of his hair.
Exactly. I didn't go near his hair after that, or I wasn't considering it before that. So I think he didn't like people thinking he was a cute little elf or something, and I'm sure there's ways to deal with that. I don't know that carrying a loaded gun on the set was the answer, but that was his choice.
Would you call yourself an environmental activist?
I think I am. You know, I started doing this in 1970 after my dad passed away. He passed away a few days with it, you know, around the first Earth Day. So I think I got involved to honor him as much as anything, because he was a conservative that liked to conserve. We turned off the water, turned off the electricity, save string and save tinfoil. He was the son of Irish immigrants. He lived through the Great Depression. So I just had always been raised with that. They're talking about Earth Day, and I was totally on board because I lived in smoggy L.A. for 20 years. I had two decades of that horrible smog. So people were talking about, what are we going to do with Earth Day? We're going to clean up the air. What are we going to do with Earth Day? We're going to clean up the water. And I've been to Santa Monica Bay and seen the pollution there. So I went, you know, sign me up. Let's clean up the air and the water. So I bought an electric car, and I started riding my bike. And it was all not only good for the environment, but good for my pocketbook, because it all saved me money.
And easy things that pretty much anybody can do.
Right. Start small. People say, hey, I can't afford fancy solar panels like you for a Nissan Leaf. I go, neither could I when I started. Do the cheap and easy stuff. Buy a light bulb. Buy an energy-saving thermostat. Put up some weather stripping. Home gardening. Home composting.
And I think, you know, coming from where we do, we take it for granted because we do have clean air here. We do have beautiful surroundings. So it's easy
right.
to forget that it's necessary still.
Yeah, it is, Cass.
All right, I'm going to do one quick little game. It's getting to know Ed. It's called This or That. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Very simple. I give you two options. You tell me which one. Horror flicks or rom-com?
Oh, definitely rom-com.
Pepsi or Coke?
Neither.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, cats.
Beauty or brains?
Brains.
Sing or dance?
Dance.
And the question that is currently dividing America, going to get a little political on you, Iron Man or team captain?
Iron Man.
Oh, have you watched the movie?
No, I've only seen Iron Man, so I had to choose that.
I'll just tell you, I went and saw, I was Team Iron Man until I saw the movie. I switched to Team Cap.
Okay, I'll check it out on your recommend cast.
Well, I'm excited. It looks like you've got a lot of new things coming up in the next year or so that you're working on.
I'm very lucky. I'm grateful to still be working in my advanced years.
Thank you so much, Ed. I appreciate you spending time with us today.
Cass, thank you for having me.
Have a great day.